almost a done deal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The House could vote as early as today on that economic stimulus bill that has been through the ringer. A Senate vote will likely follow, perhaps this weekend, and that would send the reconciled bill to President Obama's desk. Of course, all of this is part of the president's economic team trying to take a bigger bite out of the economic fallout. Now they're really focusing on the housing market, where some of the biggest problems are. So news of a plan to stop people from falling behind on their mortgages excited investors. From New York, here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
The Treasury Department is not laying out the details, but the idea is that homeowners could get government subsidies before they become delinquent on their mortgages. There's been a lot of talk about allowing bankruptcy judges to alter the terms of people's home loans, but this new plan could be even simpler, says MIT housing economist William Wheaton.
The federal government already has the administrative apparatus through unemployment insurance, through the health system, to deliver checks to people who file and then meet criteria to receive checks.
And he says since the apparatus is already in place, the plan could be implemented quickly and easily, which may be why Wall Street is so happy with it. But Wheaton says he cringes for the American taxpayer.
Administratively, I think it's kind of a very clever idea, and it's much more transparent and it's easy to implement. The thing that causes me to cringe is you do have to decide who deserves it, and that's a tricky question.
The Obama administration says it plans to spend $50 billion of the TARP money to fight foreclosures. And the tracking company RealtyTrack said yesterday that foreclosure filings are 18% higher than they were a year ago. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Well, the plan boosted stocks yesterday, but today things are off to a tepid start. Let's get overseas markets out of the way. Europe's trading higher. Asia closed up today. Hong Kong up 2.5%. The NASDAQ at this hour up about 0.5%. The S&P 500 up about 0.6%. And the Dow is up this hour. Or I should say down. All the markets stateside are down. The Dow down 0.5% at this hour. And our blogger and online host Scott Jagow takes a look at the last 10 Friday the 13th and how the Dow fared on those days. He's got links and shiny graphs and numbers inside marketplace.org. Abercrombie & Fitch, seller of trendy clothes, saw profits drop last quarter. Lower sales at its stores brought numbers down by more than half from a year earlier. The company says it expects a difficult selling environment and didn't issue an earnings outlook. And in this economy, clothes are not an easy sell. As New York Fashion Week's week kicks off, designers are fearing that their new lines, fall lines, will be discounted before the season even starts. From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
Retail sales jumped about 1% last month, but analysts call it a blip that won't be repeated again for months. Despite the gloom, 70 designers are in Manhattan this week trying to sell their latest collections.
I know, isn't it frightening?
That's designer Nanette Lepore. She runs 9 of her own boutiques and sells her clothes to department stores. That made for a sticky situation over the holidays. Many stores slashed prices on new clothes around Thanksgiving, often without telling the designers.
We were forced in my own stores to mark down some of the holiday merchandise sooner than we would have marked it down. But I guess it was a necessary thing to do to sort of turn the merchandise and clean out the floor.
The last thing anyone wants is a store full of so last season. Some top designers, including Lepore, have decided to trim what clothes department stores will get. And she's saving her exceptional pieces for her own boutiques. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease. MedtronicFoundation.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
For jewelers, Valentine's Day is usually a pretty big day, but the Wall Street Journal reports lovers won't be buying up as much bling. IBIS World says sales are expected to fall 5% from last year. There's one couple who found a love of crafts and of each other online. It's a story of love, work, and internet sales. From the Entrepreneurship Desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, here's Mitchell Hartman.
Michael Wood has dark, unruly hair and an impish smile. At 6'8", he towers over Mona Harris, a petite strawberry blonde who is his partner in business and domestic affairs. The pair bustles around their Portland workshop, sewing artsy vinyl wallets and a line of 70s superhero handbags. 2.5 years ago, she was living in Miami with her two kids. He was in Vermont with his ex-wife and child nearby. Each was a top seller on Etsy.com, a shopping and networking website for handcrafters. Mona Harris picks up the story.
I've spent a lot of time in the forums reading different, you know, people's advice and things like that. And he would always come in there and post something, you know, sometimes controversial, sometimes a little snarky.
They started emailing one-on-one, first about the craft business.
And things that had nothing to do with our business at all, and we decided to meet in New York in person, and the rest is history.
They moved in together, then relocated to Portland, and have been doing a booming business ever since, about $150,000 in sales last year, mostly from the wallets, which are in boutiques from Russia to Singapore. Still, the tough economy is pushing them to get more aggressive and taking some of the fun out of the business.
We're artists. We're not business people. And because we run a business, we have to be both.
And there have been some rude awakenings at the place where romance meets work life.
It's very stressful, and living and working with someone 24 hours, it ain't easy being with someone all the time.
I would say that the most important thing for the two of us to be able to live and work together is to both have our own interests. Michael's really into, you know, bikes and cycling, and I do roller derby.
I worry that she's going to get hurt. And every time she comes home unscathed, I'm very happy.
Michael Wood and Mona Harris. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
More on Michael and Mona and their crafts at our website, plus the numbers, the Dow down about 0.75% inside Marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.